Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Sabri Saran and here are the top headlines at this hour. Investors richer by Rs. 2.8 lakh crore as Sensex rises by 639 points. Zomato shares to list on bourses on Friday. Rakesh Jhunjhunwala backed Star Health Insurance files DRHP for IPO. Cabinet gives nod to Rs. 6,322 crore PLI scheme for specialty steel. Vodafone Idea gets nod for Rs. 15,000 crore FDI investment. Airtel hikes postpaid tariff for enterprise customers. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. After a day's break, bulls took charge on the Dalal Street as major benchmark indices snapped their three-day losing streak. Nervousness and concerns of the Delta variant waned among traders as buying interest was seen in all sectors, especially metals and IT. BSE Sensex rallied as much as 640 points to settle at 52837 mark. Nifty 50 ended at 15824, adding over 190 points. Broader markets outperformed with BSE midcap and small cap indices gaining more than a percent each. Fair Gauge India VIX eased 10%, slipping below the 12 mark. On BSE Sensex, Tech Mahindra led the gainers pack, jumping as much as 6%. It was followed by Bajaj Finance, Bharti Airtel, Bajaj Finserv, which surged 4% each. Tata Steel, L&T and Infosys added 3%. Only 4 Sensex counters ended in the red. HUL and Asian Paints shed 2% each. Bajaj Auto declined 1% and MMM also settled with cuts. About 495 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day and over 175 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the day. We have Vinod Nair of Geojit Financial Services with us to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Markets hit a new lifetime high in today's session. Do you see profit booking in the coming days?
Indian market had corrected on Monday and Tuesday due to sell-off in global market over the spread of Delta variant and a slowdown in US economy data. Yesterday, Indian market was closed and during the last 2 days, global market reverted very positively due to good quarterly results, which reduced the concerns over the rate of infection and its impact on the economic growth. Also, today ECB policy outcome is expected to be positive and high positive activity in the domestic F&O segment to help the market to improve its momentum.
How should investors play the IT theme after strong management commentaries?
The risk of third wave is reducing as per the success rate of vaccination drive in the developed countries. The possibility of Delta to trigger a risk off is low, but yes, it is impacting the performance of other Asian peers due to a slowdown in their economic growth and can impact the performance of the emerging market stock market in the near term. But the risk off due to Delta variant looks low rather than a fall in liquidity due to a change in the easy money policy by central banks is the biggest risk.
We also caught up with Ashish Biswas of Capital Via Global to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty hit the 15800 mark today. Where is it headed now?
So Nifty has crossed the level of 15800 today. If Nifty is able to sustain over the level of 15800 tomorrow as well, we can expect level of 15950 for Nifty. And if Nifty is able to sustain over the level of 15950 as well, we can expect levels of around 16150 to 16200 in the near future.
What do the technical charts suggest about Nifty Bank?
So for Bank Nifty, market is witnessing a bounce back. Bank Nifty has crossed the level of 35,000. And if Bank Nifty is able to sustain over the level of 35,000, we can expect level of around 35,800 to 36,000 in the near future.
Asian markets ended higher for the day. Major European markets were trading with gains in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were up, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.